The Office of Management and Budget is planning to turn up the heat once again on agency commodity IT spending. First it was desktops and laptops, now it's going to be mobile devices. OMB plans to tell agencies to use only those government-wide wireless contracts run by the General Services Administration. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller got his hands on a draft policy from OMB and writes about it in his weekly feature Inside the Reporter's Notebook. He joins me now with exclusive details on that memo. Jason, they're really clamping down once again. It sounds like the old days of mandatory contracts.
You know, it does a little bit, doesn't it? I mean, this is the second one where they're saying, here's the one you must use. And in this case, it is what they call the strategic sourcing wireless solution that GSA put in place. You know, Tom, this got put in place back in 2008. And in fact, Mary Davey from GSA, whose organization runs that contract, actually said they're going to come out with what they call Mobility 2.0. So they're going to refresh or update the contract, it seems like. But long story short is what OMB is planning to tell agencies, and again, this is a draft policy, so this will change because it's hence draft, but basically what they're saying is no more new contracts, use your existing ones, and when they run out, move over to this GSA government-wide contract. And again, the government-wide contract includes all the major carriers, I'm sure. It includes AT&T and Verizon and Sprint and T-Mobile and whatever else, you know, whatever other carriers that have gotten on those contracts over the years.
And of course, if you watch football games over this period of time, you can't help but see 88 ads from all of the carriers touting their plans and so forth. If agencies switch over to this government-wide contract, are they going to get the best prices? I guess that's the main question. That's the purpose of all of this.
And I think that's part of the reason why OMB is pushing this, because over the years, the way agencies have set up their contracts have really been one-offs. And instead of looking at, okay, what do we have? What do we need? What do we, can we get from this volume purchase? It's this organization buys their wireless, and then this organization buys their wireless services. And then an organization over here buys their wireless services. And the disparity in pricing was great. And in fact, the GAO reported, and you had the GAO author on your show back in June, and they said the agency spent about $1.2 billion a year on wireless devices and services, and few, if any, really manage it, control it, oversee it very well. And I think that's really was the impetus for this new policy from OMB, is the fact that agencies just don't get the best prices. They have a lot of devices that are not being used, yet they're still paying for it because they don't have a good inventory. And what this draft policy is telling agencies to do is create an inventory, get rid of the devices you're not using, put a senior official in charge to oversee all these processes, and then when your contract runs out, move to this GSA government-wide solution. And if you can't move to this GSA government-wide contract, you better justify it and tell us why.
I was going to ask you what the timetable is for all of this. The policy comes into place when, but what about contracts that may have another 2 or 3 years to go?
Right. I've not gotten any kind of heads up on when this policy will be finalized. I mean, if you read it, I was unable to post it according to my sources. They asked me not to post the full policy online, but it seems pretty well baked, if you will. So it's close. Now, from a timing standpoint, if all of these dates still hold true, agencies by May 31st and then quarterly thereafter will have to put in their data to this integrated data collection tool that OMB runs about their mobile services usage and their pricing data. And then that pricing data will be put in the acquisition gateway, which is run by GSA. So when agencies go to renew or get new contracts for mobile devices and services, they can find all the pricing data across the government there. So the other big data I think that's important, Tom, is a couple other ones. One is around coming up with their moving to the new contract. Now, OMB is giving agencies until September of 2018, so almost fiscal 2019, it seems like, to begin the move to get rid of all the old contracts and move to the new ones. But otherwise, you know, over time, it's supposed to be a stair-step effort. As things, you know, expire, figure out if you can get off the contract, and if so, move to GSAs.
In the consumer market, I just wanted to ask you, too, if we know anything about this in the federal market. In consumer market, the tying of devices to specific carriers and plans seems to be a model that's dissolving. Do we also feel that dissolving at the federal level, where the device is one thing and the plan is another thing, and you can pick and choose on both sides?
That was not brought up in the memo, but one of the things that OMB did say about devices, since you brought that up, is they're encouraging or emphasizing that agencies do not buy the latest and greatest devices. In fact, they say in the memo that agencies should look at the last generation. So instead of an iPhone 6, you get an iPhone 5, as one example. Instead of a Samsung Galaxy, whatever.
Well, they went right from 4 to 6, so.
No, there was a five.
Was there a five? I went from four to six and skipped the five. All right.
Never mind. I have the five. So, but long story short, Tom, is they're saying go for the what's going to be most cost effective, which is usually the prior generation device. So unless if you can get a good deal on the most modern one and or you need it for some mission critical reason. But long story short is I think what's important here is they're saying you don't need the latest and greatest. You can deal with the last generation because that's going to be actually less expensive. So I think there is a device play here. I'm not sure it's the one you're necessarily pointing toward.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, and this draft policy and the pilot program that would be run by a mobile working group. Is this a new formulated group, and will it include multi-agency people?
Absolutely. Now, this is interesting. This mobile services category team is working to come up with a new, if you will, pilot program to test the pooling of minutes and the pooling of services for small civilian agencies. Now, OMB does not define what small civilian agencies are, but you got to figure that there's some of the smallest ones, whether it's, you know, the Institute of Library Sciences or the, you know, even the Office of Government Ethics, you know, the smaller agencies to get better prices and volume buys. So what maybe GSA would do is set up, you know, 50,000 minutes and 10 agencies would come in and take the minutes they need out of that pool of minutes. Or maybe it's 1 million minutes, who knows? But they would get the better prices and the better volume costs by pulling from that pool. And they also can control how many minutes are used and how much data is being used. This is a very interesting pilot. Now, it's going to go on for about a year once it gets set up. And then they're going to look to say, could we do this government-wide? Now, could you imagine the Defense Department getting, you know, 20 million minutes or 100 million minutes to split up across the world? That would be a very interesting program.
And Jason, one other point I wanted to ask you about that you're writing about in this week's notebook is there's a new contract for Salesforce integration and implementation services at GSA that they've just awarded. What's going on here, and is this covering a problem that might be existing for several agencies?
I think it is, Tom. In many ways, what GSA did was they created a new blanket purchase agreement on top of Schedule 70, the IT schedule, just for this Salesforce integration and support services. Now, these are companies not Salesforce, but companies who provide or expertise or what they call platinum experience or platinum capabilities in implementing Salesforce. And the question here is, and part of the reason why they set this contract up, it's worth about $500 million over 5 years. It's a, you know, multiple award contract, so there's six vendors. And the reason why they set this up is, according to the conference call, the GSA couldn't find the expertise quickly enough or easily enough, and there was too much disparity, too many vendors who said they had experience, but in fact they don't have experience, and then the projects fail. It seemed to me, Tom, that they were not trying to solve the problem of could we find good vendors that can implement Salesforce. It seemed to me that they said, we're not going to train our acquisition workforce, our mission area, our program managers to pick the right contractor. Instead, we'll just set one up because it's easier to set a new contract up than to train somebody. And I thought, Tom, that this is a pattern that we're starting to see in government. I'll give you one other example. NASA and Defense Department both issued deviations to the federal acquisition regulations around GSA schedules, saying that their prices are not considered the lowest. You should do your own research and decide for yourself if those prices are lowest. And the problem here is the same thing. Instead of training contracting officers to ask better questions, DOD and NASA last year decided to go with a new policy. So instead of agencies training their acquisition workforce to say, how do you make sure that we're getting the best of the best for Salesforce integration and support services? Instead, GSA just said, well, training's too hard. We're going to set up a new contract instead to really highlight these six vendors that are the best of the best. And Tom, again, nothing wrong with the contract in and of itself, but it is odd to me that it's only for one category, one vendor instead of a category like CRM, customer relationship management. Or you see similar BPAs for cybersecurity or other ones that are for a specific service or tool, but not for the company. This one is just for the company. So those two things really stood out to me.
And it seems like it doesn't fulfill their policy or their stated desire to have better training and more expertise on the part of the 1102s, the contracting, if they're spoon feeding them something that someone else has negotiated.
Correct. And what they're doing is saying, well, we realize this was too hard for you, so here's the easy way out. So they're not teaching the man to fish or teaching the woman to fish. They're giving them the fish.
And it's also contrary to the DOD general trend of giving the services more authority. That's on weapons systems, something entirely unrelated. But in terms of acquisition as a whole, they're going in two different directions at once, more centralized in the one case, less centralized in the other.
Well, in many ways, this is supposed to be part of this category management push from OFPP, from the administration, and instead of setting up information about who are the best sales force or somehow highlighting it on the GSA schedule, you know, asking vendors to put forth their requirements instead of a whole new schedule, they could be starred or highlighted somehow. Again, they just set up this contract. And again, in and of itself, the contract makes a lot of sense. They're looking for reuse of components. They're looking for, you know, give agencies access to really high qualified vendors. They're looking for, you know, a lot of different things that make sense. But again, what's the real issue? The real issue, I think, is training here, Tom.
All right. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, thanks so much for that update.
My pleasure.
And you could read Jason's current version of Inside the Reporter's Notebook right now at federalnewsradio.com.